Today is Monday, January 20th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I hope everyone had a fantastic Monday. I really didn't because basically, I had to make a decision. I don't know if I talked about it on the show or not, because I cannot remember what I talked about from day to day. And so I'm sure a lot of times I repeat stuff. But I did record Throwing Down on Saturday with Joe. And so I don't remember like what I talked about on Throwing Down versus what I talked about on Geeky Gay on Friday. And I know I recorded early in the morning, so I'm not really sure. But anyway, my boss came to me and basically, I think I did talk about this because I talked about my exceeds expectations versus meets expectations and all this kind of crap. And anyway, you know, my boss said, I think you should be product owner of your product, which basically means I would be going back away from a technical role, but I would have complete control, or, you know, as much control as is possible over features and delivery dates and talking to the customers and making sure that, you know, we're delivering what they want. But I would be basically hands off of like technology decisions. So there would be a separate technology person that would be deciding, you know, what database we're using and what backend, blah, 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 you know, all that kind of stuff. And I had to decide by today. And so, I talked to my parents. I talked to Joe Batance on Throwing Down. I talked to Mark, I talked to all these people, and I'm horrible at making decisions, especially decisions that affect my life, like huge life, because I feel like this is one of those like huge life decisions, huge, because it's like a fork in the road. Like, it's non-technical, or it is technical, but it's not like deep dive technical into the code, you know, on a daily basis, expert in developing, yada, yada. It's more selling the product and talking to the customers and making sure you get budget and, you know, letting, you know, showing management how much need there is for whatever you're developing and getting the resources and communicating with the development team to make sure that they're delivering what needs to be delivered and all that. But it, you know, so I don't know, but I'm very, like I said before, I'm very passionate about my product. And then I talked to one person who I've known ever since, who actually was one of the ones who sat in on my interview when I first started with Walmart. And he said, well, you tend to skew towards leadership in all the positions you've been at since I've known you. Like, you start out just doing the thing and then you end up leading the thing, or like leading the team. And he said, even though you are technical, like, you always tend to, you know, kind of migrate towards that taking control of things. He said, so maybe, you know, you would really enjoy having control of this. And then I talked to one of my former managers, and he said, oh, Adam, you know, all I know of you is you've always said you want to stay technical, you want to stay technical, you want to stay technical. And, you know, this is definitely going to take you away from technical. He said, at the very least, you want to make sure that you're keeping your hands as much into the technical as possible, so that if you don't like it, that, you know, you can change your, you're not so far away from the technical that you're stuck. And I had to make a decision. So finally, I just told my mom, I'm like, okay, fine, I'll try it for, you know, I'll try it. And he said, well, I need you to try it for at least a year. And he said, I would want to change your title, like your official title, at the end of second quarter if you were happy. So I don't know what that means, because if he's making me stick with it for a whole year, but I hate it after two quarters, I don't know what that means. Like, he'll keep making me do it until the year is up, but he won't change my title. I'm not really sure. So that was stressful because then he made comments about me not doing as much technical stuff as what I needed to do. And then, you know, the other product owner was making the same kind of comment this afternoon. And like, he's like, well, what technical things did you deliver in Q1? And I do a lot of odds and ends things that like my team, you know, I didn't have time because I was doing all these team lead activities to like take a full feature and deliver it from beginning to end in the last quarter because I was doing a lot of those team lead stuff. But we had already talked about that. So I don't know. I'm a little stressed today. I apologize to all of my listeners who I'm stressing out. And then on top of all of that, I decided I was going to add in working out to my diet routine, you know, like 5 days a week. I haven't decided on a number of days a week, but I figured it'd be like 5 days a week now that I'm thinking about it. And so I needed to go to the gym after work. And so then, you know, I'm feeling stressed about that. It's just a stressful day. It's a stressful Monday for me. So I went to the gym and then now I'm recording and then I need to spend, you know, it really needs to be like half hour to an hour of rehearsing my trumpet, but I'm probably going to just do like 15 minutes just so I can, you know, get some pages under my belt today. But and then dinner has to be cooked and then, you know, by the time and I just feel like my life is just bleeding away. And I've said in the past, I choose to be as busy as I am. Like, I don't have to be in this musical. I don't have to podcast, but I love podcasting and I love playing the trumpet and I don't love working out, but I want to lose weight. So I feel like I got to do that. It's like so much to fit in. And I'm sure there are many people out there that are like so much busier than me. And you're like, oh, please, like you're such an amateur at being busy. And maybe I am. I don't know. But my microphone sounds weird to me today. I don't know why. I'm not really sure. It sounds tinny or something. And I did take it on the trip with me. Maybe it banged around in the suitcase and got damaged. So other than just whining for the episode, I will say, I made it back safely from California. My flights were fine. I did, you know, I understand why people like to do direct flights because I keep getting in these situations where I don't leave quite enough time of a layover. And I think I had like an hour layover, but we were a little, I don't even know if we were late getting in, but we were, I was landing in Dallas. So I went from San Jose to Dallas and then Dallas to Northwest Arkansas. And we landed and by the time, because these stupid airlines are packing in more and more and more people. And both of the flights, by the time they got to me, they were out of overhead bin space. And so they made these announcements and it's like, oh my God, like nobody wants to check their bags anymore. The airlines are, and I checked my bag. The airlines are making the seat, the space between the seats less and less and less so they can fit more and more people on these freaking airplanes. And then it takes you so long to board the plane because people are looking for spots for their big, huge luggage that shouldn't even be in the overhead bins, but, you know, they're trying to stuff it in and taking up so much time. And then by the time, you know, it takes you half an hour just to get boarded. And then now the same is true for getting out of the plane. So even though I had an hour layover, it was 20 minutes from the time we landed until I was actually off the plane. And then by the time I went to a different gate, it was another, you know, 10 minutes or something. So I was like 30 minutes into my hour layover and they were already boarding for the next flight. So and they were already on group 9. So I don't know what happened there anyway, but I did make it fine. The flight was fine, but it was just like, I guess now I need an hour and a half layover. And if it's international, I need like a 3 hour layover if I'm going to have one, just so, you know, so I don't have to rush. And I got in and I couldn't eat dinner because, you know, I didn't want to eat calories that late because it was like 10 p.m. And so then, on Saturday, Mark and I took down the Christmas decorations. that was the big thing that we did. And we got all the Christmas tree down. We got everything packed up. back on the shelves. I felt very organized. And I recorded Throwing Down with Joe. And then Sunday was just a pretty normal Sunday. It was just church and grocery shopping. All the things, you know, the chores that you do on Sunday. So nothing too big there. And then I worked today and was very stressed because all the things I've got to do and the fact that I'm not sure if I'm going to like this new title or not. So all you guys, you can just be praying for me. I have so many atheist listeners. But if you're not, you know, say a prayer for me. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.